us, but we're going to start with Celia Imrie, who's been starring on stage and screen since the 1970s, appearing extensively in TV drama series, Victoria Woods comedies, of course, feature films, Shakespeare plays, even cabaret shows. She was one of a galaxy of British stars who a couple of years ago twinkled in the best exotic Marigold Hotel. They checked out where they can never leave, and the sequel, the second best exotic Marigold Hotel, will be in cinemas next month. But if that weren't reason enough to join us on Loose Ends, Celia's just published her first novel, Not Quite Nice, or I suppose that could be read as Not Quite Nice.
But let
me just start talking about the film, because that's going to be hitting the cinemas fairly soon.
Next Friday, actually.
Yeah. Well, the first one was, I think it's called a surprise hit or a sleeper hit.
No, it really was. Yeah. I mean, it's the best way, but we were all absolutely amazed that it went worldwide. I knew it was fabulous, and I couldn't believe my luck. But, you know, it could have just been marvellous in England.
Yes.
But actually, the fact that it took off all over the world, and it really did, it was a gorgeous surprise.
Stellar cast. You had Dame Judi Dench, Dame Maggie Smith, Dame Bill Nighy. You were all in there. And of course, you.
Yes.
Penelope Wilton. Richard Gere's in this one, though.
Turn up for the books.
Yes. Well, he looks very good in it.
Well, I think I speak for the entire female audience, actually, when he comes bursting through those double doors. He's pretty sensational. You bet.
Now, your part, I say you and the others twinkled in it, but you do twinkle. So you're a woman on the make, both in the first film and the second film, with a view to sort of catching a man as the...
Yes. John Madden gave me a marvellous idea on the first day of the second film, and he said, I think Madge is a bit blue now.
Mm.
So she's in a slight dilemma and not quite sure what she wants, but she's twinkling away at Richard Gere, I can promise you that. And that wasn't acting, by the way.
It wasn't necessarily the plot either. You were just But it's a very jolly trip. Slightly improbable idea that you all go and live in a hotel in India.
I don't know. Did it happen?
Yeah.
Well, I have a feeling we might start a trend, you see.
Yes.
Because I'd much rather do that than languish here in an armchair.
Yes.
I mean, the great thing about this next film, I think, is that we're all on the move. We're all rolling up our sleeves and working in between trying to find a boyfriend for me.
Yes.
I think it's a rather marvellous alternative. I wouldn't mind.
So I'm sure it's done well for the Jaipur tourist industry as well. People were seeking out that hotel. It must be a real hotel you were filming in of sorts.
I bet you soon, I hope, not too garish, but there'll be a signpost going this way to the Marigold Hotel. Actually, it was about an hour and a half's drive out of Udaipur.
Yeah.
And it was quite tumble down, as you saw. One of the great things is, because of the dames, we stayed in... I'm allowed to say that, aren't I?
Yes, a dame.
I love that Bill Nye is now a dame. I must tell him that, because he's in America. I'll make sure I tell him.
Yeah.
We were in very luxurious hotels. I mean, really too much. And then you go outside the gate and you see a little girl looking for a cabbage leaf, which is hard. But what's brilliant is that John Madden, our director, Graham Broadbent, the producer, and Ol Parker, our writer, have got together, and we really are doing something towards the education in Rajasthan. And we have joined a charity called Seva Mandir, which have been helping 700 villages in Rajasthan. Mm. So that not just being there and having a wonderful time in India, which, by the way, we did, we're actually going to put back a little bit and do something, I'm thrilled.
Well, I'm going to move on to your novel as well, because as mentioned, this is your first novel. I remember reading your memoirs a few years ago, but this is a novel.
Yep.
But it's... In